Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Feel like we'll have all the food groups today as it is a busy, busy day in Detroit sports, including the Pistons opening their season tonight at Chicago. A little bit of a resurgence with that organization, going from 14 wins to 44 wins. Was quite the jump from the 23-24 season to the 24-25 season. Historic. And honestly, really supported by Detroit. The Pistons finished in the top 10 in attendance last year. And I guess I want to start there. The level of commitment from the audience, the level of interest, like I'm intrigued as to, and maybe we'll just take some text on this real quick. How much more into this season are you than a year ago? Gator, how about you?
With the Pistons? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was finishing a question. With the Pistons, I'm actually quite on board with this. My basketball interest has kind of laid dormant for a while. And then last year it got sparked a little bit. New coach, new general manager. I'm like, all right, let's see what these guys are going to do. And you know, they do have some players that I like too. Mm-hmm. I like Cade Cunningham a lot, like Jalen Duren, and I love Jaden Ivey. So I was excited to see how things are going to go. And you know, you get to December and this team's actually playing pretty good basketball. And unfortunately, you know, Ivy gets hurt, but they take off. Then they make some moves at the trade deadline and help to solidify that roster. And I got really interested in it last year, and to the point where I went to some games at the end of the season. And you know, the playoff games were exciting as hell against the Knicks. What a great atmosphere we had.
Yep.
And I think, you know, so you're building off of that. It's going to look a little different to start because no Malik Beasley, but you're bringing in a couple of, you know, former hometown guys that should help some interest there. That doesn't really do it for me because it's Michigan, but the fact that they're good players, I can respect what Duncan Robinson does on the court, and I'm hopeful that he can, you know, still be this dead-eye shooter that he's been to offset the loss of Malik Beasley. But starting without Ivy kind of sucks, but I'm encouraged by this. It's a young team that's worth watching. My interest level is very high with these guys. It's not just seeing Cade Cunningham, seeing if he can go from star to superstar. It's watching Ron Holland and seeing if is he a guy? You know, they did draft him pretty high. Is he a guy? I think he might be a guy, but we're going to have to see big improvement over what we saw last year. But in the summer league, if you watched any of the summer league action, he's got a little spark in him, and I like that. And Sar Thompson has all this talent too, and you know, these guys can stay healthy. I think we're going to see some dramatic improvement. This is a team that won 22 games at home, 22 games on the road last year. The 44 total was like, what just happened? Sorry, did you improve by 30 wins? Yep. That's crazy. And it is. And I don't think that they hit a plateau this year. I think they're raising the bar higher. I know that, you know, John and Jim were talking in the morning about win totals, and they were both a little cautious with it, thinking they're going to win more games than they did last year, but neither one of them had them topping 50. I think with the landscape in the East, that adds more interest to all this because of some key players being out for some really good teams. I like the Pistons' chances this year to very much improve on what they did last year.
I have a number.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Number of concerns. The biggest of which is, I think, what happens when you have a team with this kind of roster is we all want, expect, hope things are going to happen quicker than they do. I think when you got young talent, it feels like you're close to really putting together something special, you want it to happen just like that. And they took such a big jump forward last year that I have my concerns that they almost skipped a step, and they might come back and be roughly the same team they were a year ago in terms of wins and losses and the threat in the conference. You're right about the injuries in Boston and Indiana making a difference. I mean, a 30-win improvement. Am I wrong? Does that feel like that was so astronomical that I feel like they skipped the step and that this is the year to win? This is the year to jump to 44 wins, even though they did 44 last year, you know?
Well, it does feel like they went ahead of schedule for sure. And even JB Bickerstaff, when we talked to him on Tuesday or on Monday, he was sort of like that too. He was like, yeah, I mean, didn't really see that coming, overachieved a little bit. And but that doesn't mean that I think that 44 is the number. I think you hit 44. Sorry. I expect more.
Yeah.
And I do expect more. I think this is a good basketball team. This is a team that proved that they can hang with anybody. You know, that series they had against the Knicks, it absolutely could have gone the Pistons' way.
It could have.
A couple whistles here, a couple whistles there, and it would have gone the Pistons' way. And looking at the rest of the landscape in the Eastern Conference, I mean, is there really a clear-cut team that is, or a couple of clear-cut teams that are better than everybody else?
I mean, I'm sure the Cleveland crowd is pretty chesty.
I think
chesty.
Cleveland's pretty good. Yeah.
But
after Cleveland?
Some of the other teams that made the moves that they made, Orlando and Atlanta, have me a little bit leery of them. You know, Boston. I was like doing some background on Boston, and I can't get over the fact they expect Luka Garza to be in their regular rotation. Like, that to me is really, I guess maybe if he's taking a jump forward, is this the same Luka Garza we had here in Detroit? But,
well, think of the same Luka Garza they had in Iowa. That guy was great.
Well, that guy was playing college basketball.
Yes, but I'm just saying, in college basketball, he was.
Yes, he was.
He played at a level that you're like, wow, I wonder if this translates to the NBA. And you know what? It didn't.
No, and I'm seeing that, and they obviously have, they still have Jaylen Brown, but with Tatum out, they've got Haliburton out in Indiana. But
Lillard's out in Milwaukee.
But Porzingis going to Atlanta with Risa Shea there, that concerns me a little bit. Desmond Bane goes to Orlando. But hey, look. Okay, well, I'm just saying those are things that bother me in terms of teams that are going to take a jump forward. But I have, I'm almost like tampering down my expectations for the Pistons. I think we need to remember if they only win 43 games, 44 games again, that's not the worst thing in the world given the youth of this roster. And I feel like they skipped this.
I'll be disappointed.
I know you.
If they do that. And I think the other thing to look forward to, getting into January is that you should have a very healthy Jaden Ivey at that point. And I think a very healthy Jaden Ivey helps make this team a lot better.
I hope you're right. I don't know that we've defined what Jaden Ivey means to this team yet.
There were more than flashes. There were lots of games last year where Jaden Ivey was really good.
And they lost more with him than without him.
Well, it took a while for them to get their feet under it. And then once they did, they went on a nice run, and then he got hurt.
Again, I hope you're right. I think these are unanswered questions that I'm not sure are going to go the positive direction, but we'll see.
Oh,
we'll talk more about it.
I just thought it was rainy outside.
We'll bring Kang into the conversation as well, big Pistons follower. All right, let's do the college football questions. We do it every Wednesday at this time. We'll get to that next, the college football blitz thingy, here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.